At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Come with me to a shack of mystery to pick conspiracies, curiosity. Spin the tales of Daniel and Robosaur. Defy explanation if you're wanting more. All my fightings, government denies. Take clone guides you through the lies. Flat Earth claims, they say there's no proof. But we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor sealed, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth. Expose the lies, that's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the legal. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. Living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth. Expose the lies, that's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collective rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the evil.
Sometimes you just gotta get it out. You just gotta do that. Sometimes you just gotta look at the sky and the clouds and yell, why? Why? You know what I mean? Sometimes you gotta get it out. It's good for your mind. It's good for your body. It's good for your soul. Just let it out. You know, if you're listening right now, let one out. Just do it one time. Welcome back to the shack. You're in the shack. And I am Wilbur.
I'm Daniel.
And okay, and we're here in the shack and we're ready to explode. We're ready to go. It's a good day. The sun's shining down on the shack today. I tell you that much. You know, and sometimes you just need to let the sunshine in your life. That's what it's all about.
Let freedom ring.
Exactly. So, Daniel, I guess.
Let's go again.
What exactly are we getting into today?
Your favorite.
Are we really doing that? Are you messing with me?
That's all I have. So
yeah, we're going
to
touch.
Because you said there was an idea you wanted to do this weekend, and I, for the life of me, couldn't remember it.
I don't even remember either.
I know. I
said it at Squonk.
Yeah, as we were traveling around, I said something or read something. Shoot. I think it had either to do with wildlife or clean water or something like that, because it was a buddy had shared it to my page, and not to my page, but had shared it and I've seen it.
Yeah.
I can't remember who shared it. I can't remember where.
So we're going to do an episode on it.
A complete timeline of the allegations against Bill Gates.
Oh, now I vaguely remember. Yeah.
So we're just going to go over what...
This is not what was shared, by the way.
No. You're right. This is what we were talking about this weekend.
No, I pulled this out of my butt last night because I couldn't remember what we were talking about.
I thought we talked about, you said there was an article about...
Something, probably.
Like, general to this, timeline of events, but you said it ended at like 2020 or something. Or
no, that was this one. That wasn't this weekend. That was last night.
Oh, that was last... Oh, shoot. See, it's all blurring together anymore. It's all blurring together. But I remember talking about that last night now. Oh, heck yeah. So we're going to touch on old Billy Boy. And
so this article, yeah, it came out in 2021 when he got a divorce.
Okay, from his wife... why am I blanking her name? Melinda Gates. Gates is
the richest woman in the world.
She is?
Yes.
Wow. All right.
She became the richest woman in the world with a divorce.
Wow. Smart move.
Anyways, so Microsoft founder Bill Gates is the fourth richest person in the world with a net worth of, this, keep in mind, this was in 2021.
Yes, yeah, too much. I don't even know. It's something that's going to make me puke. What, billion? Trillion?
No, it's not trillion. It's actually not as much as I thought because he hides a bunch of it.
Yeah, this is a Porsche, a sliver of what he...
This is what is announced.
Yeah.
$128 billion.
Yeah, it's not true. It's a lot more than that.
I know.
I
was thinking like 500 is what it would say. You know, something like that. $500 billion, half $1 trillion. But no, it didn't.
But more money that he could ever spend, or more money that you could spend in your own lifetime on just your basic needs. Yeah, 10, 20, 30, 40, 100 times over, maybe. And that includes you and your entire family and all of their relation and all of their relation. Yeah, yeah. He could spend more than that in a day.
They were married for 27 years. I'm just reading some stuff.
Oh, what? Do you remember what all the hubbub was about? Why they got the public divorce?
Because the couple said they could no longer, they believe they could no longer grow together as a couple.
Huh.
And they need the next phase in their life.
Huh.
But Melinda specifically said something had caused their marriage to become irrevocably broken.
Oh, dang. That was right around the time or after, I think Epstein died, right?
Why would that matter? There was no list. Epstein didn't kill himself. He was never in jail. You imagined all
that.
Oh,
no, he was in jail. He just died. Remember, he killed himself in jail.
No, he didn't.
Yeah,
that didn't happen.
No, we've seen the video footage now. Now it's confirmed nobody went in jail. They even testified that it was impossible for them to get into his jail cell without the lady at the desk letting them in. And then they showed and then I saw the security footage and there was people that went up there without the lady letting them in. She testified it was impossible. So it must be true. Well, I just...
You made that up.
That
does not... No.
Maybe when I saw the tape...
Shut up.
My own eyes lied to me. Did you know that...
Shut up.
Did you know that... it's ridiculous. Yeah, I know. You're the government. Did you know that CBS just recently did a breakdown of the...
The Commercial Broadcasting Society?
Is that what it stands for? I don't...
CBS?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, they...
It's not the Commercial Broadcasting
I don't remember.
Society?
I think you might be right. I don't remember. I never thought about it. But I know they just put out on a news article. They did an expose. Some reporter did it. And they actually aired it. And they broke down the government's assessment of what happened. You know how... Because now... Remember when it all first happened when he died? That the security cameras...
Oh, sorry. Okay, it's Columbia Broadcasting Society.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Or system. Columbia Broadcasting System.
I didn't know.
There is something called the, what did I just say?
Something Broadcast Society.
Community Broadcasting Society.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, I have no idea. But when this first all happened, when it first all went down, they said that the guards fell asleep, that the security footage was malfunctioned, the security cameras weren't working. There was no footage, you know, of people go. But now all of a sudden, when it comes all around, they kind of just pretended like they never said any of that stuff because now they have all the footage. Now they have everything they said they didn't before, and they supposedly released it, even though there's minutes missing from it. And all the testifying statements in court about it, kind of the actual video footage discredits or what's the word when it contradicts what they testified and what they said. And I'm talking about our FBI director, Cash Patel, and that Dan Bongino guy, who before all this happened were huge advocates in getting the information out and telling people what happened. That's all they campaigned for. That's kind of how they got in the position they're at because they were so staunch for releasing this information. Now that they're in power, they just say the company line of what happened before, what the last administration said happened. And even what the Trump's attorney general, Bill Barr, said, that, you know, that was just, there was no one entered the cell. It was clearly, he clearly committed suicide. There's no, well, the actual video footage that they released, even the parts that weren't cut out, contradicts all those statements. So it's just worth looking into. So how's this tie into Bill Gates? Well, yeah, when, after, Epstein got convicted the first time, which I think was in like 2010 or somewhere in there, early 20 teens, he got convicted. And nothing actually happened. He got put on like probation and had to live in his mansion in Florida. Oh no. And he was on like house arrest. Oh no. Like, wow, horrible. He didn't, nothing changed for him. He did, nothing happen. But it was after that first time he got convicted of child trafficking, like convicted. Bill Gates had to go over to old Jeffrey's mansion and flew on his plane. And he had to have dinner meetings with him, Bill Gates said. But those dinner meetings were expanding global health. Because what'd you say? He's the fourth richest man in the world?
In 2021.
In 2021. So the fourth richest man in the world needs money. You guys, he needs money to help expand global health.
If I've learned anything from Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
With Frank Reynolds, Danny DeVito's character. Is you never, ever, ever spend your own money.
Well, he's right. Bill Gates is so comparing and compassionate about the world. He has to go to a child, convicted child sex trafficker.
Never got convicted.
Yes, he was.
Nope.
He was convicted. No, the first time.
You're lying.
We're not talking about when he got put in prison. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the time he was actually convicted, but he pleaded down to a minor sentence, so he only had to do probation because the... I think it was the Attorney General of Florida, Alito, I think's his name, was the one that gave him the baby, like, softball, pillow-hitting sentence.
You've already ruined some of the stuff on my list.
Well, you know what? Everything's ruined with this man, in my opinion.
When we were talking about when he went to Epstein's, what year was that?
When he went on the island, sometime after 2012, between 2012 and 2020, he went there multiple times.
Yeah, well, you're wrong, first off.
Okay, explain.
Well, here, I'll read you. Let me do my list.
Well,
I have the timeline.
Well, I'm digging into it right now. I'm just saying the guy needs money.
In 2006.
He's a good man. He needs money.
He got accused of asking out uncomfortable Microsoft employees via email. Gates, who was the company's chairman at the time, attended a presentation by a female Microsoft employee in 2006. He immediately emailed the woman after the meeting and asking her out to a lovely dinner, according to two people who knew about the exchange.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
And he said, if this makes you feel uncomfortable, pretend it never happened at the end of the email. The two people said the woman was uncomfortable with Gates' advances, so decided to pretend it never happened.
Okay. Well, I mean...
In 2007 and 2008...
That one has nothing to me. That means nothing. That's fine. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
He was married.
Oh, I forgot that part. Never mind. Okay, something wrong with that.
And
I forgot the marriage part. And, oh my gosh.
And it's predatory because it's using your position as chairman because she was a Microsoft employee.
Yeah.
That is predatory. That is wrong.
Okay,
not
I see
just
that.
Asking a woman out and saying this bothers you, you know.
Yeah.
Just to pretend it never happened. But no, being her highest form of boss.
Boss, yeah.
That is wrong.
Yeah, I can see that. I guess.
That's how he married Melinda.
She was one of his...
She was a worker at Microsoft.
Well, I mean, that happens.
Then he was still married to her.
No, that's bad.
He kept doing it.
That's the part, yeah, that I see.
Okay, again in 2007 and in 2008, he was accused of multiple unwanted advances on women at cocktail parties. So Gates was traveling with a woman who worked for the Gates Foundation to New York. According to the woman, who wished to remain anonymous, at the cocktail party, Mr. Gates lowered his voice and said, I want to see you.
Wait, let me do an impression. He lowered his voice.
So he said, I want to see you. Will you have dinner with me?
Okay, let me do it. Okay. Okay, lower the voice. Okay, let me get down a few octaves.
Hi, okay, you want to have dinner with me?
So she described of how extremely uncomfortable she felt every time he did this. So she would always, and this was always unwanted advancements, and she would laugh and avoid responding and walk away. But she was like, she had to go on all these things with him.
So she was stuck with him.
Yeah.
And he's constantly just like trying to get in her pants.
Yep.
Okay, nice.
In 2011, Mr. Gates meets with Jeffrey Epstein for the first official time. So Gates reportedly first met Epstein in 2011 at his Manhattan townhome. And that was several times, and then again, several times between 2011 and 2013. He said his lifestyle is very, I'm trying to do it, his lifestyle is very different and kind of integral through, it would not work for me, Mr. Gates emailed colleagues in 2011 after he first met Mr. Epstein. The spokeswoman for the Gates Foundation told the New York Times the two were introduced to discuss ideal relations to philanthropy.
Yes.
And then Epstein died in federal custody in 2019 shortly after being charged with sex trafficking of girls.
Oh, dang. He died under our our president's watch.
Federal president, federal custody.
Federal custody under our president's watch, our current president's watch. Dang, he just let him.
Was it under Trump's?
Yes.
Okay, I just couldn't remember. Yep.
Trump was president from 2019 or 2016 to 2020. Or, you know, however, wherever they, you know, the lame duck years and the swearing in. There's like a few months here and there on the end, so.
What are you talking about?
Trump, when he's president.
What are you talking about? Nobody cares.
Oh.
Shut up.
Just quinky-dink. And then President Trump's Attorney General Bill Barr was the first person that
Belichick?
No, Bill Barr. Let's not confuse people. Let's stick to it. Not sports. Bill Barr, William Barr, was the one that his dad was the one that hired Jeffrey Epstein at his first job in college. He gave him his first teacher's job, introducing him to younger people. I wonder if
wasn't Bill Gates' dad that big judge?
No, Bill Gates' dad. I don't know if he was a judge, but I know his dad was one of the first founders of Planned Parenthood.
I think he was a judge.
Could be.
That's how Bill Gates got into like a lot of the real estate and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. His dad like
kind of
shoehorned him in,
forced him into that because he was like this humongous real estate judge.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted to run real estate in whatever, what is it, Seattle or what? What city was it?
Yeah, probably.
I'm 99% sure that was Bill Gates because I watched a little thing about his dad being like one of the most powerful judges on the West Coast.
Probably a horrible human.
Oh, not great.
Yeah.
Not great.
I'd say probably lightly. Yeah, I don't know.
In 2013.
I was just going to say, though, sorry, with all these advancements, you know, on how Bill's, you know, approaching his colleagues, you know, he'd probably be better off instead of being so socially awkward to his...
buying 13-year-old girls on a private island.
I was just going to say buying a prostitute would probably be better, but it looks like he just went to the next step beyond that. He went to a very specialized underage forced prostitution. Yeah, there you go, Bill. Good job. Yay, good man. Remember when they say, be nice to those nerds. Be nice to them, because one day one of them will be your boss. Yeah, this is what happens when you don't bully them. Sometimes a nerd like Bill Gates needs bullied when he's a kid so you don't run rampant and treat everyone else like they're not human beings. He treats people like they're not humans. He'll brag and he'll joke and laugh about injecting kids in poor countries in Africa and shooting chemicals in their arms. And he jokes and laughs about it and he's proud of it. And then look at the repercussions of those in those African countries and in India. Look what he did to the women and children in there and look what his drugs did to them. But he's all proud of it because he's advancing world health. He's a liar, he's a charlatan, and he's a disgusting human being with a disgusting, soy, flabby, gross body.
In 2013, Mr. Gates expressed unease towards Epstein as Mr. Gates travels with him in his private jet. 2013, Gates took a ride on the Epstein's infamous Lolita Express private jet from Tarabao Airport, New Jersey, to Palm Beach, Florida, the New York Times reported. This was also the year Mrs. Gates expressed her unease, but not Mr. Gates, Mrs. Gates, expressed her uneasement at her husband's friendship with Epstein after they had dinner with him in their townhouse. So,
but honey, we need money. Bill, you're the fourth richest man in the world. But he has money.
Sometimes after 2013, further meetings between Mr. Gates and Epstein, despite Melania's constant concerns, begging him not to go with Epstein anymore. And I could see that being that she could read the writing on the wall a lot better than he could.
Like, hey, this is...
Even let's say Gates wasn't doing anything, like the pedophile stuff. Because I do believe there was tons of these high elites that weren't doing the pedophile stuff on the island, but doing it for...
They just needed money, power.
The power connection, right?
The power and the blackmail.
The blackmail stuff, you know. Yeah. So maybe she was like, he's going to get caught. Or, you know, the axe is going to drop.
Maybe she's realizing, he's just a pawn. I better divorce him and take half it so I don't get swept up in this and lose everything too.
That may be why they divorced eventually is because...
So they can keep half of it so when he gets exposed and all gets taken away.
Just like, just stop seeing this idiot. Because his leash is going to run out.
Yeah.
You know, and it's going to happen. He's doing this stuff so publicly.
Here, wait, you be Melinda and I'll be Bill.
I don't want to do this.
Come on, let's just try. Let's just role play. Let's just imagine.
I'm not going to role play with you, Will.
Come on, come on. Let's come on. It'll be fun. Come on.
So hey. Sometime after 2013, further meetings between Mr. Gates and Mr. Epstein. Despite your concerns, they continue to see each other. Epstein introduced Mr. Gates to Leo Black, the head of Apollo Investments, who is the multifaceted business and personal relationship with Mr. Epstein, according to the two people familiar with these meetings. The meetings were held at Apollo's New York offices. It was unclear whether Mr. Gates was aware of these particular meetings.
It's unclear, you said?
Whether, after he introduced Leo Black with Epstein, they started doing their own projects. So whether, we don't know if Gates was a part of those projects or not. I could see it either way. It doesn't really matter.
Right, yeah. I do know this. There was a famous photo, and it was actually my on my Yahoo, like, email profile. That was good commercials. But it was, I have a picture of, it's Bill Gates and Jeffrey Epstein, and then two other guys in the photo. One of them is their financial, like, he controlled finances, not only for Bill Gates, but for Jeffrey Epstein and Leslie Wexner, this guy in the photo. And he's in the photo. All of them are all together, all smiling and posing together. And that was my profile picture. It still is on my Yahoo profile. I even made a fantasy football team named Bill and Jeff's Bogus Journey, which I thought was fun, pretty creative. This is all back in like 2018, 19, when it was all when all this was going down, becoming public. And yet nobody still seems to care. Where's Bill Gates right now? What's he doing? Huh, he's just kind of fallen out of the public eye, yet he's still investing money and pulling strings. And no one's ever looked into his foundation. Or his other, what's it, Novi, the one that invests in all the vaccines and all those different companies.
You're his fanboy, I don't know.
Gosh, I can't stand him.
You talk about how much you love him all the time. I literally just heard you say that this weekend.
I guess love, it could be a subjective word.
No.
I don't know. Or it can mean many different things, I guess. But yeah, regardless. Okay, where were we at before I... Started getting too angry.
2017, sexual allegation harassment against Gates' money manager. Michael Larson, Mr. Gates' money manager for 30 years, faced extreme sexual harassment allegations against a woman who managed a bike shop. The bike shop was partially owned by the venture capital firm called Rally Capital, which is parts of Larson's cascading investment operation, and has earned return on Gates Foundation around $174 billion investment portfolio. In 2017, a woman hired a lawyer who wrote a letter to Mr. Gates and Mr. French's foundation detailing how Larson had sexually harassed her, according to three people familiar with the claim. After unsuccessfully trying to handle the situation on her own and keep it kind of private, the woman asked Mr. Gates for help. And if they didn't resolve the situation, then the letter said, they will pursue further legal action.
Okay. Did he help
disappeared.
Her? No. How's
in
it really?
In 2018, the settlement reached on allegations against the money manager. In 2018, the woman settled and signed a non-disclosure agreement in exchange for payment. Though Mr. Gate resolved the situation, Mrs. Gate was not satisfied with the outcome. She called the law firm to conduct an independent review of the woman's allegations and the Cascades culture in the firm. So Mrs. Gates, apparently, Mr. Bill was just like...
He covered it up.
He was just fine. Like, the woman wanted money.
Yep.
You'll sign a non-disclosure agreement. Right. That ends it? Sure.
I'll borrow some from my friend Jeffrey.
Yeah. Mrs. Gates was like wanting to know who was in the wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Is this just a woman coming after to see, you know, to get money because it's easy?
Right.
Or is it, if there really something happening in this Cascade firm?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Although Mr. Lawson did put on a leave during the investigation, it was that it eventually resigned and still remained in charge of Cascade. So, after Melania or whatever, what's her
Melinda.
Name? Melinda. Started having her own investigation looking to Cascade. He went on leave. He took his vacation time.
Right.
The whole time during the investigation.
Right.
Then when he came back, he retired.
But still remained.
As head of the so there was two different jobs. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
He was no longer the money manager.
Gotcha. Okay.
For Bill.
Right.
But he was still the major holder of Cascade.
Hmm. So he didn't have to work now. He basically was able to retire early and still maintain that.
No, yes. It was because it was a venture capital firm.
Okay.
So he was still working. He's still doing all this stuff. He had to take a step away from Bill because Melinda was looking into him.
Right.
And it was obvious that this was not the only sexual assault time that this had happened.
At this Cascade firm.
Yes.
Yes.
So he just was like, it's better if I just cut ties a little bit and take a step back from these people.
Makes sense.
Because she was looking into him a little too hard.
Mm-hmm. So I wonder what fired her up to, like, change.
I have no proof that she was ever a bad person.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But
she may have just married Bill and then slowly.
Well, I'm wondering, yeah, what made her conscious come to, like, say, like, oh.
Well, I guess it just depends on how much she knew it was actually happening.
How she knew. Well, maybe she knew.
That's what I'm saying is I don't know. I don't know anything about her, really.
I guess. I don't know. In my opinion, they know. They know.
I think there are plenty. I mean, there's plenty of serial killers' wives that never know.
I guess so. How many of them are like multi-billionaires that are everywhere?
Eight of them.
And have their hands tied into everything.
Eight of them.
She knows he's evil.
We'll see. We'll see. Microsoft, or 2019, Microsoft Board of Directors opens investigations into Bill Gates. The actual board of Microsoft started being like, what are you doing?
I feel like that was more of a public way to like take pressure off him. Like, look, we're looking into him. Our owner.
No, I think it was the opposite.
I don't know.
I think that the board was just trying to cover their butts.
For sure.
And they're like, he's not, if he's going down, we're not going down with him.
Right, yeah.
So the investigation opened by Microsoft Board of Directors was notified that Gates had sought to initiate an intimate relationship with company employees from the year 2000 on.
Mm-hmm.
The board hired law firm to investigate this. There was an affair almost 20 years ago which ended amicably, said the investigator. Gates discussed the transmission of the board was in no way related to this matter.
Mm.
So he got rid of all the board right after this investigation.
Yeah.
So see, that's probably, they probably weren't doing it for his benefit.
Yeah,
I guess
not.
Because they all got canned after.
They were probably, and they were just looking into an affair at it. They were looking at workplace relations.
They were looking for the sexual assault allegations.
Yes.
But they could never find anything concrete enough. So okay. They had to sew something.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're like, well, we're about to get the axe.
Right, yeah. So here's like,
and then they still got the axe.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, zero of it's touching on all his flights on the Lolita Express, his flights to that St. James Island. That wasn't investigated into any of that.
Well, they couldn't. How are they going to investigate into a private flight?
Not true.
They were just doing an investigation in the places they had permission to.
Well, I mean, if you're a board and you're investigating your owner, I guess.
No, so it's weird. He's majority shareholder.
Right.
So he's majority shareholder of it at this time.
Mm-hmm.
They can only investigate within the company.
Okay, I understand.
Those actions were outside of the company.
I understand. Didn't he? He's not part of Microsoft though anymore, is he?
I don't think so. I think that he finally took a buyout.
Yeah, I think so.
He still owns a. No, I don't think he owns a majority.
Hmm.
I think he's my minority shareholder now.
Oh wow!
But that's why he could fire the whole board.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, of course you would.
Normally, the board the board wants 51% of the company between all of them.
You're right.
Or the whoever founded it wants to maintain 51%.
Mm-hmm.
Or you dilute shares.
What'd you say?
Dilute shares.
Dilute. Oh, understood. Okay.
So, like, if you ever watch like Shark Tank or anything, they'll talk about that, where even though you're buying 30% of the company, you're not.
Yeah.
Because they're going to dilute everybody else's shares so the owner can maintain 51%.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
It's weird.
I don't understand any of that stuff.
It's weird.
I don't like money schemes.
It's a lot. 2019 New York Times article about Bill Gates' relationship with Epstein is published. And an outcry. Mrs. Gates seeks a divorce.
Oh, no.
The article reported that the two men had spent extreme amounts of time together on multiple occasions, for years, including flights on a lot of Epstein's islands, attending private dinner parties and meetings in Epstein's private home. Epstein would have with young and attractive women in his house, said the two people. There were other two who told about these gatherings. On at least one occasion, Bill Gates remarked that Mr. Epstein's presence, that he was unhappy in his marriage, according to people who had heard the comments in these conversations. These revelations were especially unsettling for Mrs. Gates, who voiced her concerns about Epstein publicly all the way back in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't aware of some, or she wasn't aware of some of these interactions that they had between the two until they were published.
I think that's a lie, but maybe not.
I mean, I could see, because they both are traveling so much that he tells her, I'm going to New York this weekend for this thing.
Right.
And she has to do something in Paris.
Right. I don't know.
Petting the manatees in Epstein's Island.
What about you and Lisa? You have Lisa ever go anywhere? Or you ever go anywhere and never talk about it?
I do.
Never?
Yeah.
Like anywhere in, I'm not saying like just your normal, hey, we're going to the grocery store.
I don't go to nobody's island.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll go out in the woods by myself and not tell her.
See, that's different. I'm saying.
Is it?
Yes.
And she doesn't have any proof where I am.
Yeah, I don't care. It's different.
But that's what I'm saying.
You have scheduled plans to go to a different island.
I tell her I'm going somewhere else, and I go somewhere else.
That's okay. Yeah, sure, fair, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, these are two, you know, she ran, there was the Bill Gates Foundation, and then there was the French Foundation.
Corrupt, yeah.
Because that's the one named after her.
Okay, it's all corrupt.
I'm not saying it isn't. I'm just saying that. So there was also, you know, she had many of her own dealings to be
running. Yeah, absolutely. I know. I'm just saying, you know, powerful married couple that...
I'm just saying we don't know anything about her.
No, we don't. We don't. No, you're right. We don't know nothing about her or what she knows or what she's into or what she's trying to save herself from. We don't know nothing.
I'm just saying you're having a very negative look on life.
No, just on these two.
Mr. Epstein pitched his tax evasion and fundraising services for Mr. Gates, although there was no indication whether Mr. Gates did business with him, according to the people familiar with Mr. Epstein's pitch and finances. Bridget,
okay,
which was Gates' spokesperson at the time, said that they'd never socialized or attended any of Epstein's parties. And she denied that young, attractive women participated in these meetings. Bill only met with Epstein to discuss philanthropy. His spokesperson said.
Yep, that's it. Yep, that's the truth. That's it. Makes sense, right, guys? Yeah, you believe that. I believe that. I believe his spokesperson.
In 2020, Gates steps down from Microsoft board, and the couple announces their divorce.
Oh, no. Wonder why he would do such a thing. It's like the pressure's on, and she doesn't want to get dragged down into it, even though she knew it was going on, but she was okay with it when it was all kind of unwrapped, and they were for sure safe and in power and protected by all their billionaire people that run everything. But now, like, the heat's on just a little bit, and she's quick to jump ship, and so is he. He's like, better sell off Microsoft. Don't want that to sink, too.
Huh, I didn't know this.
See what a little bit of pressure can do on some of our oligarchs? You just got to apply a little bit of pressure and watch it crumble immediately.
So he just got reelected to the head of the board
of
Microsoft that year. So he stepped down 3 months later. He also, the same day, quit the board for Berkshire Hathaway, which is the giant conglomerate that was ran by Warren Buffett.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Same day, and I never heard about that.
Wow.
So he just quit. He gave up his seat and everything from that.
Oh, it's just not worth it anymore. Not to him. Not when you're dealing in billions and billions and billions of dollars, and then you got your buddy there that, well, you just get to go to his private island whenever you want, and he'll bring you some underage girls to...
Well, he didn't get to go to his private island after 2019.
Well, no, not after that, because his island was raided. Now he's got to go to... Oh, now he's got to go to some other secret island or place that... is just off the map now. Oh, darn. Now he's got to retreat back to his cave and then affect people from there. Because I haven't seen a public appearance from Bill Gates talking in a while.
I just seen one 2 weeks ago.
Really? What'd he say?
I have no idea.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You know, back in this time, though, in 2019, 2020, Bill Gates was still making a lot of public appearances, doing a lot of public interviews, especially around this time. And I remember when Barbara Walters pressed him and asked him about the Jeffrey Epstein after he died. And his response was, she asked if he regretted any of his meetings with him. And his response was,
well, he's dead now, so you kind of have to be careful of... I can't remember how it ended, but he just said, well, he's dead now, so you gotta be careful how you talk about these things. What's that supposed to mean? It sounded like a veiled threat. Like, well, he talked about me, and he happens to be dead now.
He's still doing tons of public appearances. You want me to read?
Through the media circuits, it's not being, you know what I mean? But of course, yeah, he's going to do...
He just spoke June 25th at the Global Summit.
I was going to say, before you say where it's at, I was just going to say, let me guess, it's not in front of just normal everyday people. It's in front of, like, extremely powerful people. It's the only place you'll make
June
a public
2nd,
appearance.
Inspiring Progress event in Addis Ababa.
No, come on. Let me read that.
Addis.
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 Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Ababa.
Addis Ababa?
That's what I said! Okay. That's what I said!
All right. Prince Ali, Fabulousi, Ali Ababa.
May 6th, he spoke at the Nova.
Novi. N-O-V. Or Nova. Is it N-O-V-A?
No, N-O-V-O.
Oh, Novo. Okay.
Nordisk Global Science Summit.
Isn't that his...
February 29th, the Indian Institute of Technology in Delhi.
Yeah, the country where he killed a bunch of kids and disfigured women and children. Piece of garbage. Makes me want to puke. Yeah, none of those...
Melinda just spoke at the Summit of Global Financing Pact.
Wow, yes.
Actually, no, that was a year ago.
None of these...
She hasn't made an appearance in over a year.
Wonder why.
Oh, she's probably dead.
I wonder why. Ain't that weird? These people can just pop in the public whenever they want to, and then they just disappear with no repercussions. And they'll never pop in the public like you and live in the world like you and I. They're never going to pop into that public. It's always, like I said, in front of extremely powerful meetings and stuff. They're protected, and they're going to spew their bullcrap without not a single person pushing back. Any of those people in any of those meetings going to ask what his dealings were and his philanthropy meetings of Jeffrey Epstein were about?
The Gates Foundation website, that's what I'm on right now.
Yeah.
It's just kind of, I feel like, a little bit racist.
Read.
It's nothing, it's wrote. I just was noticing all the pictures of the people they're helping are almost exclusively Indians.
Okay.
Which I get, they probably, for as far, let's say a normal foundation, they probably do a lot of work in India, so that's the people.
Yeah, well, they absolutely do. They kill a bunch of people there.
It's unusual. It's just a lot.
Well, it's got to look more
global. Never mind, there's a black guy.
It's got to look global and international, you know?
It does not look international or global. It looks like it just is in India.
Oh, okay. Maybe it probably
is. That's what
is.
I'm saying, is there's not a variety in the demographic of being shown on this website.
Yeah.
It is all people from India.
It's interesting. Yeah. Oh, I think I might need to settle down and get some flavors of the Force in me.
Oh, gosh.
I'm hungry. All this Bill Gates talk's working me up. Wonder if he has we have an ad for... Play the one. Do the one.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, Daniel.
Yeah, Wilbur?
Well, I've been eating dinner the past few weeks, and it's just been bland.
Who's been making it?
The old Ball and Chain.
Oh, yeah? What's it been tasting like?
I mean, it just tastes like, raw sewage I scooped out of the manhole.
That good, huh?
No, it's really just been unbearable. I really don't know what to do, and I don't want to say nothing. I don't want to discourage her, because she's trying now. Well, she's at least cooking, and I'm choking it down.
Well, don't worry. Daniel's got the cure for all your problems. Here. Check this out.
What's this? It's a seasoning. Flavors of the Forest Bigfoot Breath? Raw garlic dust? What's that?
Just hide it in your pocket. Sprinkle it on that garbage your Ball and Chain's making, and you'll be able to eat it.
Here, let me take a little taste. Oh, my goodness. This tastes like straight garlic. It's delicious.
It's 97% garlic with a touch of pink Himalayan sea salt.
Wow, this will make anything taste good. Oh, thank you, Daniel. Where can I get this?
You can get this at flavorsoftheforest.com/corn. Get yours today so you don't have to break up with your woman.
Oh, thank you, Daniel. Thank you, Flavors of the Forest. Ah, that was a nice break. Good, I need that. I feel a lot better now. What a good ad. All right, next on the Bill Gates list. What do we got coming up?
You go ahead.
I want to know where he's at now and what he's doing now. Why does this man still hold power and influence in our government and in world science and world health? How can I'm a college dropout. Why is he another college dropout leading, quote unquote, leading global health? Hey, has anyone turned and looked around at the global health situation right now? It sucks. It's horrible. They just give us stuff to mask our symptoms, and then they charge you for it, arm and a leg, and they just keep masking your symptoms and masking them until it goes away enough to where it will explode into something new, because they never will address your actual problems, your actual ailments, or the things that cause us to get sick or to cause our bodies to start failing. They won't address the actual problems, because the actual problems are the way we live our lives, through the way they force us to live our lives. People like Bill Gates, people like Jeffrey Epstein was his buddy. What? I don't know what you're doing. We'll just keep going. Bill Gates. You know, they put us in a box and they force us to live a certain way of life in this country, but in the world in general. You know, you have to work the 9-to-5. You have to get your hours in. You have to grind the clock in order enough to get by, to feed your family and to pay your bills. And then on top of it, to pay your taxes, because not only are you taxed, you're taxed on everything you do. You fart, you get taxed now. And it's because of people like Bill Gates that make that stuff and put it in the law. It's people like Bill Gates and their money. It's not even just him, because I think he's small fish in a much bigger pond. I think he is the front man that they throw under the bus and they throw publicly out and to make all these statements. But I think he truly believes he is this smart philanthropist. I think he believes in this. He sniffs his own farts and he likes it. And I think he believes his own crap. And because he's a demented person that's I'll probably switched bodies a couple times. He's a demon in a lizard suit that he's infested a soy man titty body. Skinny man titties. He's a skinny man, frail man with man tits. What's that mean? I don't know. I don't know what it means, but it's not somebody I trust. I don't trust a man like that with my health. Look at his body. I don't want him to tell me what to do or what's right for me. So I'm done listening to him. I'm done listening to all of them. We all need to be done with him. You know who you need to listen to is your friends and families and your neighbors and people who care about you. That's who you need to listen to. That's who cares about you. And that's what we need to do in this country, and stop giving these people power. These people do not need power anymore. Look what they've done with government denies. J-Clone guides you through the lies. Flat Earth claims they say there's no proof, but we know the truth. We're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mouse hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor sealed, governments involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by their evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. Living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their If there's another billion out there that you want us to talk about or you feel slighted by and you want Daniel and Wilbur to just go on a rant about them, just talk about these people, let us know. Just comment, email us, give us the names you want us to explore, because we'll do it. We'll do it for you, the Shaq listeners. The Shaq's here for you. And another thing, with all these billionaires controlling everything, just take time and not let it affect your life personally. Take control of your own life. Control what you can control, and don't let outside influences affect you. And once they start affecting you, then you know it's a problem. It's already become a problem. Don't let these people control our lives anymore. Don't let these people control this country anymore. All we can do as people is stand up. We're greater. There's more strength in numbers, and I think a lot more of us common people, working class, everyday citizens of this country, think the same. I think there's more that unite us than divide us. So let's take the time to unite. For the Shaq!
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.